You're tracking budgets, you're meeting deadlines, but your project is still about to implode. The real problem is the blind spot you don't even know you have. You mind if I share a short story with you? I remember I landed this project for a CRM rollout. Steve, my sponsor, he was a star, head of sales and integration. He was the kind of guy who, let's be honest, he could sell water to a fish. Initially, Steve was fully engaged. I mean, totally supportive. But then our weekly one-on-one started mysteriously disappearing from my calendar. Each time his assistant brushed it off, oh, Steve is tied up. He's handling urgent issues. Around the same time, I overheard two senior sales reps joking by the coffee machine. Can't wait to see how this new system survives the quarter end. I dismissed it. You know, typical resistance to change, right? My dashboard told me everything was perfect. I mean, hey, green lights everywhere. But walking past the sales team each and every day, there was something that felt off. I couldn't understand it. I mean, I thought maybe I was just kind of overthinking this project. So I brushed it off. Still, I trusted those dashboards. I mean, they were clean, they were simple, and most of all, they were safe. Therefore, on demo day, standing confidently in front of the entire leadership team, I delivered with, hey, I like to say, was a flawless presentation. Steve stood up afterwards, picked up a marker, and calmly drew on the whiteboard, great presentation. Pausing for effect, of course. But here's how we really sell, Steve said. In that exact moment, my perfect system, months of meticulous work, was exposed as totally disconnected from the project's reality. That project didn't fail in the meeting. It failed when I accepted convenient excuses. It failed when I didn't trust my instinct and dismissed it mere as resistance instead of valuable insights. See, the harsh truth about project warning signs, they're easy to dismiss, but very expensive to ignore, which brings me to the most dangerous mistake we make as project managers is ignoring the warning signs. Point number one, ignoring project warning signs. See, ignoring early indicators of project trouble often escalates minor issues into significant failure. These warning signs include missed deadlines, team conflicts, stakeholder disengagement, or frequent scope changes. Why is this important, Deep? Well, this is important because quickly addressing these signs can prevent costly delays, minimize frustration, and most of all, maintain project momentum. Experiment with these actionable tips. Conduct weekly health check meetings to identify red flags proactively. Next one, establish clear escalation paths when the warning signs appear. And the last and final one, foster an open environment where team members feel comfortable raising concerns. I have a professional advice on this one because it means a lot to me. See, early intervention is key. Never underestimate small issues. They often signal a deeper problem. Point number two, micromanagement of a project team. Message. If you're new to the episode, anytime that I say message, that means this is something you want to pay attention to. This is something you want to lock in because there's going to be some jewels here. There's going to be some value here that I truly believe is going to benefit you. See, the micromanagement of project teams, I've been guilty of it. And I can only tell you, I don't like being micromanaged. So I was like, why am I micromanaging the project team? See, constantly monitoring every detail undermines the team morale. It limits innovation. It reduces productivity. Micromanage communicates distrust and stifles professional growth. Now, let me park here parenthetically because I know I have someone out there that's very intelligent, smart, and they're going to say, well, how am I going to make sure that they're getting something done? Listen, I believe that if you give someone a task, you follow up, basically saying, trust, but verify. See, we want to trust that they're going to do it, but we're going to verify. We don't have to micromanage. We don't have to stand over someone's shoulder. We don't have to constantly ping them and ping them. If they're not doing what they need to do, we need to find the escalation path to address it appropriately. But anyway, empowering team members fosters accountability, creativity, and stronger project outcome. This is why that is important. Experiment with these actionable tips. Clearly define goals, allow teams autonomy in their tasks, Next one, schedule periodic check-ins rather than constant oversight. And the last and final one, emphasize results over process so you can build trust and, most of important, autonomy. And I have another professional advice for you. Great leaders guide. They don't control. Allow your team the freedom to own their responsibility. Point number three, lack of project management methodologies. Operating without a defined methodology leads to inconsistent execution, misalignment, and of course, confusion. See, teams end up guessing instead of following a structured approach. Why is this important? A robust methodology provides clarity, consistency, and a predictable path to project success. Experiment with these actionable tips. Choose the appropriate framework or methodology. Whether are we going to leverage a Scrum lightweight framework? Are we going to use waterfall? Are we going to use hybrid? Are we going to leverage agile? Basically, we need to tailor this to whatever the project needs are. Next one, train your team thoroughly on selected frameworks. And the last and final one, regularly review, refine the methodology based on the project lessons learned. Point number four, failure to manage project documentation. You know I wasn't going to leave this one out because we know the motto here. Documentation beats what? Documentation beats conversation. So poor documentation leads to confusion, repeated mistakes, and loss of knowledge. I always talk about we lose tribal knowledge when people leave the organization or leave the team. And so when we don't document, this is what tends to happen. So critical decisions and approval risk becoming obscured without proper documentation. Why is this important? Because we know good documentation ensures transparency, accountability, and continuity throughout the project lifecycle. Why is this important? I think I just shared that because we have to understand, family, that if we don't document the project, and I'm not talking about over documenting that we lose perspective on the project, but I am making sure that on big decisions we're documenting. If we're leading a predictive approach type project, that we have a charter in place, that we have a schedule in place, that we leverage the project management plan, meaning using components there, not using all of the plans within that project management plan, but having a communication management plan is going to be key. So experiment with these actionable tips. Establish standardized templates and a centralized documentation management system. Schedule routine documentation audits. And the last and final one, assign clear ownership of documentation responsibility within the team. And again, I have some professional advice here for you as well. Documentation isn't bureaucracy. It's a record of the project's journey and your best protection against misunderstanding. Point number five, poor budget management. Inadequate tracking and management of budget leads to cost overruns, resource shortage, and stakeholder dissatisfaction. This is important because solid budget management maintains fiscal discipline, stakeholder confidence, and aligns with spending with project priorities. Experiment with these actionable tips. Set realistic budget estimates with built-in contingencies. Next one, regularly perform variance analysis and adjust forecasts accordingly. And the last and final one, communicate financial updates transparently with stakeholders. Point number six, lack of sponsorship support. Projects without active sponsors backing often face resource challenges, conflicting priorities, and most of all, that resistance to change. Why is this important? Strong sponsor support provides advocacy, visibility, and access to resources on critical project success. Experiment with these actionable tips. Clearly define sponsor roles and responsibility at project inception. Next one, schedule regular sponsor check-ins and updates to maintain engagement. And the last and final one, proactively address an escalating sponsor issue promptly. And I have some professional advice here for you, family. And the reason why I do, because your sponsor is your project's champion. Keeping them engaged, aligned from the start to the finish, it ensures a sustained support. Point number seven, having the wrong team composition. Assembling a team without considering skills, experience, and personalities can result in inefficiencies, conflicts, and missed deadlines. This is important, family, because the right team composition boosts productivity, collaboration, and most of all, overall project quality. Experiment with these actionable tips. Carefully assess skill requirements during the initial planning phase. Next one, consider personalities and working styles to balance team dynamics effectively. And the last and final one, be flexible to adjust the team as project needs evolve. Point number 8, failure to get formal sign-off / acceptance. So skipping the formal acceptance can leave the project exposed to scope creep, endless revisions, and stakeholder dissatisfaction. Why is this important? Formal sign-off clearly defines the project completion, it manages expectation, and it limits the scope ambiguity. Experiment with these actionable tips. Establish formal acceptance criteria at the beginning of the project. Next one, document all approvals through emails, forms, or any type of digital platform. And the last and final one, regularly remind stakeholders about the upcoming acceptance milestone. Well, family, if you stayed this long, I truly appreciate it. Today, we uncover common project management pitfalls from ignoring warning signs to securing formal sign-off. But awareness alone won't change your outcomes. Action wills. Remember, project management isn't about perfection. It's about proactive leadership, clarity, and decisiveness. Choose one area we discussed today. Make a commitment to improving it immediately. Take small, deliberate steps. As you do, you'll find the confidence in growing your team as well as delivering outstanding results. Don't wait. Start now. Your project success story begins the moment you decide to act. Well, family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.